Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Free Talk Live, you dial toll free. If you want to contribute to the program, you can bring up anything you'd like to discuss. The toll free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And the key word there is something you'd like to discuss, because calling in with a weather report just, you know, is not going to really be the most important or interesting of radio.
Ian's going to harp on this, man.
No, I'm not harping on it. I just am sort of recapping here. We did have a call in the last hour from a gentleman who was concerned about the big storm that's happening in New England, and I just kind of had to explain that, you know, on nationally syndicated radio, we can't really dig down into the nitty-gritty of what's happening in the sky in Keene, New Hampshire, or in his case, in Nashua. That is the responsibility of the local radio station to do. However, there are some interesting things that I think would be interesting to our whole audience that sort of surround the whole storm situation. And one of those things is the idea of a travel ban. It is in effect starting tonight in Massachusetts, a travel ban for the entire state of Massachusetts. I believe one will be going into effect as of 9 o'clock, so it is now in effect, I believe, in Connecticut. And New York State also has a travel ban going into effect, I believe, at 11 o'clock tonight.
Those residents have no shame. I mean, I would be so embarrassed if I lived in a place that had a travel ban. Hey, you got to get out of there.
You can't. It's banned. In this case, and there are, of course, exceptions to the ban, and they typically include government agents. But we'll talk more about that here in a moment. We've got Garrick on the line first in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live. Banning travel, banning the freedom of movement. It happens here in the United States, believe it or not. Garrick, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Hey, I know Mark went on a cruise ship travel over his holidays. He had been talking about that. And I actually worked on cruise ships for about 8.5 years. Started on a lower level and worked my way up to one of the top positions on the cruise ships. And
what was the position?
I worked my way up to cruise director.
Cruise director. And what position do you start as? Because I would think that this is kind of difficult. There's a lot of positions that really aren't open to Americans.
No, you're right. I was one of very few Americans on every ship I ever worked on. I worked on about 8 different ships, and there were very few Americans on any of the ships. Some of the ones that were based out of down where you guys are from, you know, the Florida area, either out of Port Canaveral or Port Everglades, and then out of Port of Miami. They had a few more Americans working out of there just because of the different, you know, the clientele on the cruise ships. I went down to South Florida there and just went around to all the agencies and jumped on and finally got on a cruise ship.
Where'd you start? What'd you start doing?
I did sound and lights. I did a stage manager.
Sound
and lights, you know, for the shows.
So what was it that you wanted to tell us about?
No, I was more or less curious if Mark was interested in any of the inner workings of the cruise ship and what he saw while he was on board, or if you or Derek were interested as well about, you know, from, seeing things from the inner workings of a cruise ship, because it's a bit different working on board.
One thing that surprised me about it was the cost of a cruise seems to be on par, if not even in some cases lower than a resort. So a resort is a place on, you know, on land where you go and you, you know, do the sort of things that you do on a cruise. You get food, you get, time on beaches and, you know, there's activities and all these things. But I would say there's more activities on the boat. And the boat rusts while in the water. It's constantly in a state of deterioration, as everything is that's out in the sea. It has to have fuel that runs it. And, it would cost more to run the boat than it costs to run a resort, it would seem to me.
Yeah, but you're not paying property taxes on the boat in the same way that you would on a big, fancy
resort.
You're
paying port fees.
Are those worse than property taxes?
Port fees are like $50. Yes, they are.
Are they?
Now, your passengers pay them, but I'm still talking about even with the port fees, it's cheap. It's as cheap as a resort vacation.
Right, but the costs are cheaper because of what they pay the crew members on board is quite a bit lower than what
That's
you're going to get on anywhere on land.
But you could fly in. You could take a plane flight into Mexico or something like that, and stay in some resort in Cayman or Cozumel or wherever it is.
Right, and those costs are similar to what are on a cruise ship if you just stay in one place.
Yeah. It's similar, but the cruise ship costs more to run. It's amazing to me.
Well, that's
that
what
they
you
can
believe, but you may be wrong about that.
That it costs more to run?
Right. I mean, how could it be cheaper if it costs more to run? That just doesn't follow. It seems to me that it is costs less to run, hence the costs of staying there are cheaper.
Here would be my speculation, if you wish to speculate. There's a lot more people that take cruises because they want to go different places or whatever the reason is that they want to be on a boat. And therefore, you have the economics of having just a bunch of people there. So the economy of scale.
Right, and then also the cost of what the ships are paying for, what they need to bring on board food-wise. It's very inexpensive because everything they're purchasing is duty-free themselves. Mm. Well, the passengers get to purchase items duty-free, but as well the ship itself, because it's based out of another country. You're flying a flag of a different nation. Every ship is flagged of wherever it's based out of.
Panama, Liberia.
They're getting costs. Their stuff cheap to purchase.
Well, Garrick, feel free to call in anytime you've got a cruise story that you want to share with us. Mark, did you have another question about running a cruise ship?
Yeah, I just think it's amazing that all those different people there that are working to make it all happen. I think it's an interesting experience.
Yeah, it's quite an operation, that's for sure. Derek?
Yeah, I have a question. I've never been on a cruise. I'm wondering if people get, cabin fever and go crazy. Do you deal with that?
Oh, yeah, well, actually, crew members do more than passengers. But, especially there are crew members that don't last a month on board and they end up having to
You throw them overboard?
No.
What happens when a passenger dies? Because
happens. I worked on a cruise ship that was we actually left Miami and then we went down. It was actually an infamous cruise, the one that went down to the Panama Canal because of that cruise, the Panama Canal had in the heart of the older population. Everyone wanted to go down there and see the Panama Canal prior to just because it was part of their history. They go down. I only did 8 weeks of that cruise, and every week we had somebody die on that cruise.
Wow.
And basically, in the port of call, they would have to call the authorities, and they were flown out from that port.
Really? They flew out the body?
Correct, yes.
I would have guessed they would have just kept it in the freezer and brought it back home.
No, they flew it from the port of call where we were.
That's going to be expensive. I mean, you've taken a helicopter to bring grandma back. I mean, how to ship it? That's crazy.
Yeah, that's a lot of money.
I mean,
who's paying for that helicopter fee?
The last thing I would want is to try to get my loving relative out of Cayman, on this cruise or whatever.
Who pays for the helicopter? The cruise ship or the family of the dead relative?
Well, no, you're in a port of call, so they have to take the body off the ship. And do the proper paperwork there.
Hmm.
Yeah, I mean, they can keep them on board, but as far as I've known, they were never kept on board. They were all taken off.
See, that would, as a customer, that would dissatisfy me. The cruises I've been on, for instance, we went to Kuşadası, Turkey, at one point, and I know that somebody died on that cruise.
Mm-hmm.
And if, I would be very upset if I'm here, grandma went, left our house in Dallas to, go take this cruise out of Italy, and then ended up in, Kuşadası, her body's in Kuşadası, Turkey.
And you've got to pay to have it shipped.
And I've got to pay for the helicopter flight. I've got to pay for the international shipping. God knows
how you
get grandma back.
Just leave her there.
I suppose you could.
Let them deal with it.
What do you want them to do? Like keep her on ice and bring her back?
That's what I want.
Put her in the cruise morgue. Hey, thanks for the call, Garrick. Appreciate hearing from you tonight. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That was a good question.
In there next to the bologna in the freezer.
We'll come back with more here in moments. You can bring up anything you want. Travel bans, they're going into effect in the Northeast tonight. Some of them are already in effect. The idea that you can't leave your home, that's happening. Although it's not happening in New Hampshire. And I'm not sure about Vermont and Maine, but it's definitely not happening in New Hampshire. 855-450-FREE. There's more coming up here in moments. You can share your thoughts with us on Free Talk Live.
In a trial by jury, the primary function of a juror is not to dispense punishment to the accused. It is to protect your fellow citizens from being unjustly deprived of their life, liberty, or property. As a juror, you can say no to unjust laws and prevent government abuses of power by refusing to convict. Legislative, executive, judicial. The fourth branch of government is we the people. Find out more from the Fully Informed Jury Association at fija.org.
Khalid lives in Gaza. He makes his living as a taxi driver. The engine in his old beater blew up. Now, he makes good money driving people in his cab, but he couldn't afford the $1,300 for a new engine. Free Talk Live helped him get a loan for the engine, and he's back on the road. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference, one cup at a time. Get a free pound to try out the subscription. Cancel anytime. coffee.freetalklive.com.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
You can dial in toll-free here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Now, while it may be a bad idea to travel during a tremendous blizzard as the Northeast is going to be facing and is facing here starting tonight, it shouldn't be illegal in a so-called free country. But, of course, we all know that the United States isn't, in point of fact, a free country, and the New England states are proving that tonight by virtue of the fact that they are banning travel. And we're going to continue with that discussion here. What does it mean, and why is New Hampshire not doing it? We're coming up. Free Talk Live.
You can get some gold at gold.freetalklive.com. Gold and silver right now are... Yeah, they're low compared to what they've been the last couple of years, and I think it might be a good time, whether it's for investment like I'm recommending, or a hedge against inflation, or perhaps a barter currency. There's all kinds of different reasons why you might want precious metals, but the place to go is gold.freetalklive.com. We've teamed up with Midas Resources. And they are, you know, nationally known name. They can they deliver you the metal so that you can have it in your hand. You possess it. You keep it safe. And I think that's really the best bet. Also, they got great prices. And they do what they say they're going to do. That's really awesome folks to work with. I've done lots of business with them over the years. It's gold.freetalklive.com.
Let's go to Dave. He's in New Hampshire. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Derek, Jay, and Mark.
I was actually calling about something else, but I could talk about this travel ban all week long. In fact, I just got off the radio with, well, I guess it was last night, but with WBZ Radio in Boston talking about this. The reason why, I mean, there wouldn't be a need for a travel ban if there weren't a need for roads, and there wouldn't be a need for roads without the FAA. The flying cars are a 1960s technology, and we live in this dystopian science fiction novel where a basic technology is denied to people.
Yeah, I mean, I love the idea of the flying cars. Of course, the Mueller Sky Car is one of the more renowned ones, and they've been developing it for a long time. But as you pointed out, the FAA is firmly standing in the way of any kind of mass adoption of this technology.
Right. It costs lives when people can't get around in an emergency. And it makes them ban all kinds of things they otherwise wouldn't need to ban. For instance,
would it really be safe to fly a sky car in the middle of a blizzard?
No. You wouldn't be able to fly it during a blizzard. You would be able to fly it after the blizzard when the sky is clear, but the roads are still impassable.
Good point.
And it may be, so technology is leaping forward, even though we haven't had flying cars to sort of, we would have, technology would be, we'd be even farther along if we did have flying cars.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we're still getting new technology and these sorts of things. I think that GPS autopilots and stuff like this are probably going to make it so that a flying car is going to be safe in many weather conditions that it wouldn't otherwise be safe in.
Meaning because it would be autopiloting?
Yeah, basically the computer would be handling it, that kind of thing. You know, snow itself isn't necessarily a problem on a low-flying vehicle. The biggest problem with flying cars is they'd be flown by people.
Mm.
And, you know, and the biggest problem with cars today is that they're driven by people. And I think that technology is going to put a lot of people's minds at ease when it comes to flying cars, because it's pretty rare for a car to come through your house, but a flying car falling from the sky might be more likely to come through a house.
Yeah, and I think that if the technology had been allowed to people immediately, then there would have had to have been, I don't know, some rules would have sprung up with regard to where they can fly. There'd be roads in the sky, basically, and it would look like the planet Coruscant, you know, from Star Wars. But it would, you know, there'd still be at least more people allowed to do it than right now. It's extremely elitist sort of thing. You have to be almost an elitist to have a private aircraft, and it's not that practical to use one.
Yeah.
To get around traffic jams. So anyway.
Well, Dave, thanks for that. Anything else you want to share?
Yeah, I was actually calling about the situation in Bedford. You guys remember what happened a year or two ago where Ben Swan was reporting on the Republican insiders freaking out about the Free Staters who were running?
Yeah. So,
yeah.
So for our listeners who aren't familiar with this, we moved here, all of us, including you, Dave, on the phone. You're Dave from Dave Ridley Report, RidleyReport.com. Anyway, we've moved here as part of the Free State Project. And there are a number of folks who are getting involved in the political system. They're running for political office. And turns out that when you threaten the status quo, the people who support the status quo, whether they be Republicans or Democrats, start to freak out and will do everything they can within their power to stop you. And so the two guys...
Except work together.
The two guys well, you're talking about yeah, work seen together
that,
on this.
We've seen them do that this time around, too.
The two guys that you're talking about ran for local offices, like on the town level. One of them was, I think, selectman. The other one was a school board member. And there were mailers that went out, very expensive, full-color, two-sided, fancy, glossy mailers that went out attacking these guys and labeling them as free staters. There were media reports. There was like a local cable access show hosted by a local do-gooder who got on there and attacked them. And so you've got an update on that situation because that was a year or so ago.
Yeah, it's somewhat of a vague update, but there's just a ton of traffic in my email box over the last couple of days of all kinds of Bedford freedom lovers who've been talking about, I guess there's another election coming up pretty soon, or two openings that'll be on the school board in Bedford. They're going to have another go at it, it looks like. I have not looked at the emails too closely because I'm afraid I'm going to see something people don't want me to know and report. But there's obviously it's going to be this situation is going to riot again. There's going to be the revenge of the Liberty folk in Bedford. But I can't tell at this point whether it's free staters that are going to be running for this position.
Well, like, I think it's great. I think it's wonderful when people freak out about free staters running for office because it shows how much of an impact we're having here. Because if the Liberty activists in New Hampshire were not worth paying attention to, then they wouldn't be sending out mailers. If we weren't actually a threat to the status quo, then they wouldn't be spending thousands of dollars. I mean, I don't know if you've ever done a direct mail advertising campaign before, but not only do you have to pay for the postage, but you got to pay for the printing, and that's not cheap. I mean, you add all that up, it's thousands of dollars to send to one house, to every single household in a town, even as small as Bedford.
We were just talking off air, Derek and I, about the weather in New Hampshire. We're getting snowmageddons coming up here, but winters can be kind of tough in New Hampshire. I think the weather in New Hampshire is the best thing about it because it really weeds out, what we call the sunshine activists, the fair weather activists, the folks that I can't move up to New Hampshire. It's cold there. Well, good, because that weather drives away, the statists, right? Most of the politicians here in New Hampshire are activist geriatrics. Mm-hmm. And when their little party isn't going the way they want it to go, because the Free Staters are raining on their parade, they have to weigh that against, maybe
moving
I can just
Florida.
Move down to Florida and play golf. And they do. It's really awesome.
Yeah, that's true. Hey, Dave, thanks for the call tonight. And, of course, our listeners that want to keep up to date on what's happening in New Hampshire from the activist scene, a great place to go is RidleyReport.com. We'll look forward to seeing you around, as I'm sure we will. That's Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com. He's been doing great work for even longer than we have. He's been here longer than you and I, Mark, and has ever since he's gotten here basically been reporting with his own video reporting. He's the second most popular YouTube channel in New Hampshire from a news perspective. We'll come back with more here. Free Talk Live continues in moments. We got time for you. You can dial in toll free, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We'll talk about travel bans coming up.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with sex. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours, free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-467-5090. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-467-5090. That's 1-800-467-5090. Call 1-800-467-5090.
Hey, guess what? They've got some great deals for Valentine's Day at Guns80.com. They're calling it the Sweetheart Special. Guns80.com has lowered the price way down to $400 up until Valentine's Day. Order your Ghost AR-15 now. Tell your sweetheart that this is the right gift at the right time. buy one for yourself. Buy one for your sweetheart, too. Your sweetheart will thank you for being so tuned into his or her needs. Get a brand new Ghost AR-15 right now for $400. Heck, buy two. His and hers. Go to guns80.com or call and ask for the sweetheart deal. Love is in the air at guns80.com. Call now, 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. It's a sweetheart of a deal. Actually, it's a steal at $400. So call guns80.com at 844-2-GUNS-80. But hurry, supplies are limited. Call 844-2-GUNS-80 or get your Ghost AR-15 today at guns80.com on the web.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Welcome to the program. You may dial toll free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And join us via Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. With you tonight, you've got me, Ian.
Derek J.
And Mark.
And don't forget to check out Derek J's website, derekj.me. You've got a big announcement that you actually made last night on the 600th episode of Freedom Fiends. On which I had the good fortune to sit in for a few segments with you and Michael W. Dean and MK Lords. And you made a shocking, surprising announcement, but it's also a good news. There's some shocking news and some good news mixed in together. I think overall it's good news for you, but what's going on?
Should I do that now?
I think you should do it now because I don't want to lose track and forget about it. So.
All right, so I did a show called Peace News for over 2 years, and it started out as like a 5-minute update daily on what was going on in the world of peaceful resistance.
Which you did that update like 200 plus days, 270 or something?
Yeah,
like that.
Yeah, that was a lot.
7 days a week?
Was it 7 days? Yes, it was 7 days a week for over 200 episodes, and they included video as well. They were not just audio
That's
reports.
Right.
They were 5-minute audio, video reports, which are still on YouTube. You can go watch and see what was going on mm-hmm. in the past. But, I created it because I didn't think there were enough outlets focusing on peaceful resistance, which is my obsession. You know, these people who have the courage to say no to arbitrary authority and take the consequences. That takes a lot of courage, and I wanted to encourage that courage by reporting on it. And I think mission accomplished because...
Well, you expanded it into a more of a long-form show.
Right,
Peace
right.
News Now was a newscast. It became a 2-hour-long, twice-weekly, long-form program.
Yep, which also included video and interactive chat and callers. So it was great to be able to focus on and do in-depth interviews with people who were peacefully resisting around the country, and got to talk to farmers who would disobey the USDA, and farmers who were selling raw milk without government approval, and sometimes facing jail penalties for that. And that was really cool to be able to focus on that and give them some attention. But, you know, these days, my interests have expanded, and there are tons of other news outlets covering these types of stories, which is great. I celebrate that. The LibertyBeat.com does an awesome job. They were just reporting on Ross Ulbricht.
Yes.
And Daryl W. Perry does an amazing job at FPP.cc covering
news.
Right,
he's doing Peace, Love, Liberty Radio thrice weekly.
Oh, just amazing. I mean, he single-handedly covers so much news. It could almost replace everything. But now I am moving on, because there's a show actually where I got my start called Flaming Freedom. And
yeah,
it has disappeared.
Whoa. Hold on just one second before we go any further. I believe you got your start on Free Talk Live while Ian was in jail for disobedience.
Point of fact, Mark, you actually heard me first on Flaming Freedom.
Is that so?
Yes. That's how you knew that I was so good.
Yeah, that's
so,
right.
So actually, Dale got to me first, I'm sorry to say. But
good for him.
I'm glad to return to Flaming Freedom, because it is since the flame has been put out, and I need to blow on those embers and rekindle that flame. So here it is, bringing back Flaming Freedom.
Gayer than ever.
It will be gayer than ever. And we're
it's
not
called Flaming
if that's
Freedom.
Possible.
Could it possibly be more gay?
We're not afraid to dive into sex talk, there aren't any shows where it's just gay anarchists talking about stuff that interests them. I'm inspired by Free Talk Live and Freedom.
Well, there aren't that many gay shows, period, right? But certainly there aren't any gay freedom shows.
Yeah, so this is a niche, and it's not being filled right now, and I'm happy to take up that torch. I can't wait to see what it's going to be like. We've got great co-hosts. Dale, of course, will be returning.
He's coming back, okay.
Lauren will be returning, and we'll have some other surprises as well. And
oh, that's so exciting.
It's going to be a lot of fun. So you can, of course, continue listening at LRN.FM.
Yes, you're going to stay with... So Peace News Now, your final episode is tomorrow night. So
that's
not
true.
It's not yet completely over. You're going to do the last 2 hours Tuesday night, 10 o'clock Eastern time on LRN.FM. That's cool. The first Flaming Freedom episode is going to wait until probably the following
the next
week.
Yes. Yes. So
there'll be a Thursday. Is it if you decide it's going to be Thursday or Sunday?
Thursday, 10 to midnight.
So not
Eastern.
Starting this week, starting next week, Flaming Freedom returns to the airwaves, which I think is just fantastic.
That's right.
That's great. And, not everything has to go on forever. So I think, when it's time to go, it's time to move on. It's time to move on.
Yeah, I'm happy. I'm doing lots of other shows. I do Cop Block Radio, where we focus on police accountability, and I do two Bitcoin shows a week. So hosting Freedom Fiends as well on Sunday nights. I'm loaded.
Yeah, well, you're actually going to get 3 hours back out of this, because you're doing, or 2 hours back, because you're doing two Peace News Nows. You'll be stopping that, be doing one Flaming Freedom. So you'll actually have your Tuesday nights available to do something else.
Yeah.
I'm sure you'll fill it with something. You'll probably go back to video editing or something like that.
I will, but it's not like disappearing one two-hour show means I get 2 hours. It means I actually get, 6 hours back. There's
show prep.
Tons of stuff doing in preparation for that one live show. So, lots of more free time. Hopefully it'll be fun.
So excited for you, Dirt J, and thank you for sharing that tonight. Of course, people who are listening may follow you at your blog, which links to all of the shows that you mentioned.
Right.
DerekJ.me. Let's go to James in Arizona. You're on Free Talk Live. I'm sure he's called to wish you the best. Go ahead, James.
Well, speaking of bands and fairy tales, as Derek A., you have once called biblical stories.
Yes.
But I won't call you religious bigot for saying such garbage. And speaking of Peace News Now, I mean, I got to, because this week cowardly claimed I was dragging Islam through the mud.
Yeah.
Really? Yeah, really. Well, how soon your pothead forgets that on one episode of Peace News Now, I, pardon interruption, insisted that you not call ISIS terrorist. Muslims, but just call them murderers. Do you remember that time, Derek?
Yeah, Gay? That's an accurate correction. I stand by
right.
that. You're right.
So you're going to apologize to me for because you have
no
basis.
Oh, I'm so sorry, James.
Yeah, I'm sure you
I
have
offended your delicate sensibilities.
Hey, there you go. He got his apology. 855 453.
James really really likes apologies.
855-450-3733. The travel ban is in effect in a lot of New England. Apparently, according to NBC News, New York ordering all cars off the roads in 13 counties starting at 11 o'clock. Massachusetts, midnight. The entirety of Massachusetts, there will be a travel ban. Connecticut, I believe, started theirs at 9 p.m. tonight. You cannot get on the roads unless you are part of their exemption list. And according to the, WCVB out of Boston, they go through a long list of exemptions, including public safety vehicles, public works vehicles, you know, all kinds of government vehicles. And then they go on to there, the very bottom of the list, exempt travel necessary to maintain critical private sector facilities. They use examples like energy, fuel, financial systems. So apparently, if you are running a bank, you get to go to work.
What about radio broadcasters?
No, they don't mention that.
I think that qualifies.
I would say that qualifies, too. But I wonder if is there a list of critical private industries, according to the government, or is it just arbitrary and they'll decide, you know, when you tell them? Of course, which, you know, you don't have to tell them anything, right? If the cops are pulling you over during one of these travel bans, you're not under any obligation just because there's a state of emergency to tell them where you're going. But I wonder how they would handle a situation like that. If there were cop blockers out on the roads tonight in Massachusetts after midnight when this travel ban goes into effect, they get pulled over and, you know, some cop is trying to interrogate them about who they are and where they're going. What would happen if you didn't answer those questions?
Won't the cops just take everyone's word that they're going to stay home? Because I can't imagine they would spend police time and energy being out on the roads during a travel ban. Like, what
are
they out there to
be on the roads?
Why?
Well,
they've got nothing to
patrol. Because they want to arrest you for breaking the travel ban.
Hold on. Okay, so when the Halloween blizzard hit here in Keene a couple of years ago, and I ended up in along the side of the road, a police officer was the first one on the scene. Thank goodness for him, because AAA left me in the lurch.
Oh, wow.
You know, what they did is he did ask me things like, what are you doing out here? You know, like, at that point, they're only going to ask you when you're in the ditch.
You think so? You don't think they'll pull people over who are on the roads?
I don't think
during
so.
During a travel ban? I mean, that sounds pretty serious.
I could be wrong.
Maybe you
Let's
live in one of these states and you want to explain to us what'll happen. You're welcome to do that. There's more coming up on Free Talk Live.
And now from the Cato Institute, the Cato Constitution Minute. While the U.S. Constitution's first sentence states that liberty is a blessing, our founders didn't feel the same about government. Instead, they wrote the Constitution to limit government and protect our liberties. During the early 20th century, many in power, including politicians and judges, embraced a new theory that the Constitution primarily exists to empower government. Fortunately, over the past 50 years, courts and politicians have expanded protections for some of our rights, including free speech and personal privacy. But many other liberties, our economic freedom to earn a living, our right to private property, and more, remain greatly unprotected. Government officials retain vast power to regulate and confiscate our property and dictate economic choices. So the Constitution must remain at the foundation of our future. To learn more, visit the Cato Institute online at cato.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
for over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain, and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You dial toll-free here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Even in the remaining moments, we do have enough time for you. And, of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Do you like Free Talk Live? You like what we're doing here on the radio, talking about freedom, liberty, 7 nights a week, and having a good time doing it? Well, we can do that on more radio stations. We've got over 150 stations now from coast to coast and beyond in the United States. We've got satellite listeners in places as far away as Cameroon, Africa, and elsewhere. I've got a guy in Ghana who sent me a message recently as well. So got a lot of people listening to Free Talk Live, but we could have more with your help. You can become a Free Talk Live amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. That's AMP, as in advertise, market, and promote. That's what it stands for. Amp.freetalklive.com. It's $5 a month. You can use any major credit card through PayPal. You can also use Visa or MasterCard. And that money goes to help Free Talk Live expand our reach, to reach new people with these ideas. And you get perks. You get access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only podcast, the AMP-only forum, as well as the AMP-only Facebook group. Go and get the details and get signed up, please. It makes a big difference for us when you do that. That's amp.freetalklive.com. We were talking about these travel bans. There are exemptions, of course, because, well, you know, government agents have to be on the roads in Massachusetts, Connecticut, and New York. I'm looking at the list of exemptions here. You can be exempt from the travel ban if you are a patient traveling for the purpose of receiving urgent critical care, or you are traveling in necessary to maintain private sector, critical private sector facilities. And also if you are supporting business operations that provide what they define as critical services to the public, including gas stations, pharmacies, food stores, and hardware stores. But otherwise, they are saying, no, you are not allowed to be on the roads, and presumably you will be arrested if you do so.
How do you prove you're not a patient going to the hospital? Well, my arm hurts. I'm having heart palpitations.
Well, then
let me go.
They might escort you to the hospital.
All right, fine.
But I mean, okay, so if people are going to work at the gas station and the hardware store, they're not going to be pulling people over, Ian. This is a situation where, like if you're going out for kicks or whatever the reason is, and you end up in the ditch and important you know, safety resources are sent out to get your butt out of there, mm-hmm. then you deserve a paddling, okay? Like, full on. That's what you deserve. And I don't care if the state gives it to you or who gives it to you. So at that point, they find you in the ditch. They ask you where you're going. You're like, I was going to work at the gas station. Which one? I don't know. I'm lying.
You think they
to
should
you.
Arrest that person?
They deserve a paddling of some sort. They deserve a bill for the services
they
that have been rendered
to them.
They
paid their bills. They've been paying taxes this whole time.
Look, the fact is that those services that you're getting, as a fireman, they're going to be calling me all day tomorrow. Mm-hmm. My life is on the line, getting out there, putting my four-wheel drive truck on the road to be able to go out and get some moron who has decided to end up in a ditch. Screw that guy.
Nobody decides.
He's an idiot.
Nobody decides to end up in a ditch, and just because someone ends up in a ditch doesn't mean they're an idiot. It could mean that they...
If they didn't belong on the road tomorrow... Yes, they are.
Says you. How do you own the roads?
What's that? I don't own the roads. I just have to go get more out of the ditch.
Well, then how do you get to determine who does and doesn't deserve to be on the roads?
They are telling you right here.
Oh, they. Oh,
the
okay.
People
okay.
Who own the roads.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm kind of disappointed by how you're behaving here,
what
Mark.
What are you talking
it sounds
about?
Like you have you've
Ladies
kind of,
and gentlemen,
kind of
tomorrow's a blizzard. It is the blizzard of the year, the blizzard of the decade.
Oh, they
perhaps.
Always
what if I
say
got
that
snow
crap.
Tires?
What if I got a big monster truck?
I right. do.
They always say that crap. Every year, it's the blizzard of the century.
Not every year. But
and then it seems like it. It seems like it. There's always some big blizzard, and it's so scary. And then, you know, okay, some people die. But that's not the snow's fault. It's because the power lines are run above ground in New Hampshire. And so when they get disconnected, basically people just have to wait and freeze since they don't have anywhere to go in that time frame. Look, I mean, I'm not saying people should get out and get on the roads, but I don't think it should be illegal to do so, Mark. And just because you're butt hurt that you volunteered to help people, maybe you're not the right guy for that job. Maybe you should not be volunteering if you're going to be all grumpy when you go out and try to save somebody's life.
Well, look, you're acting like this is resource. The resources are going to be directed in certain ways, right? Like there's people tomorrow who are going to need help legitimately. Mm-hmm. People are going to have heart attacks, and somebody has to go out and get them to the hospital. Now, if if my department's on call for the person in the ditch that should have been home, and then the heart attack occurs, and the response is 10 minutes late. As a result, whose responsibility, and that person dies because they somebody to get a, whose responsibility is that?
Nobody.
I say it's the person in the ditch.
I kind of see where Mark is coming from, like from a resources standpoint. You know, you're a volunteer, but the solution isn't a paddling, obviously. And I think you're joking about that. But
well, I don't know what you're supposed to do to them.
I know. You take their picture, and you say, this guy's a jerk. Look, they went out during a snowstorm, posted everywhere, posted around their place of employment, let people know what they did, and that they're a drain on the community. And, you know, that's the worst you could do, and that doesn't harm anyone.
I'm fine with that, but you can believe violence. That the government would go after me for doing something like that.
I don't know.
Well, I don't know why. The guy's in public. You can take his damn picture if you want to.
And then I don't think the fire department's going to be really happy with me taking the picture of people who we're supposedly saving.
Well, then they can tell you they don't want your services anymore. So anyway,
Ian certainly has solutions for somebody who doesn't go out and save anybody in ditches.
Not my job. I'm not, you know, I'm not stepping up for that.
It's not my job either. I don't get paid for it. That's
well,
what a job is.
Well, bitching about it.
I mean, that's all I'm saying is stop killing people by going out in the road when you don't belong there, Ian.
I haven't killed anybody and gone out on the road.
No, I'm talking to anybody who goes out on the road for no good reason tomorrow.
It can be a good reason if you're just, you know, wanting to go to your friend's house. That's a good reason.
No,
as long as you're driving
not.
Carefully. So anyway, in New Hampshire, you will not get arrested for this.
Now, it would be a good reason to go to your friend's house if you didn't have a generator at your house or something
like
that.
Maybe you just want to go for a winter storm party.
Yeah, that's not a good reason. I'm sorry.
Why not? Why shouldn't I be able to go where I want to?
You can go where you want, but right, you're responsible then. For your actions.
Of course I'm responsible for my actions.
See, here's what I want. Is I want my pager when it comes up to say, this guy was going to a winter party to drink alcohol. And then I know you know, where to put him on the list. When I show up, I say, hey, a-hole, you're last on the list. Get here and freeze. I'll be back in a little while. Because if you went out to a winter storm party, you probably didn't pack the things you need to have in your car for an emergency, right?
I always got that stuff in my car. car.
You should, because you're not going to go out to a winter party. And you live in Keene, New Hampshire. You're going to crawl along at 20 miles an hour on residential streets.
I can walk wherever I need to go in Keene, so I really don't have to drive anywhere. But I just don't understand, you know, why people would have to be told they're going to be arrested if they are on the road.
There's no mention of arrest here.
If it's a ban on travel, you will be arrested if you're not on the roads for a legitimate reason. They don't ban people from traveling in New Hampshire. In New Hampshire, the official word from the state is the following. Here's an article from the Keene Sentinel. Governor Maggie Hassan is declaring a state of emergency, which is the same thing the other governors do in the other states. They declare a state of emergency, and then they ban people from being on the roads. And she's asking New Hampshire residents to stay home and avoid driving in more than a foot of snow tonight and Tuesday. She said at a news conference this afternoon, Hassan urged Granite Staters to buy enough food, batteries, flashlights, and emergency supplies to last through Wednesday when the snow is expected to stop. She says people should be prepared at home for 1 to 2 days. State government offices will be closed Tuesday, and Hassan asked companies and local governments to follow suit. So there's a lot of words in here like asking and suggesting. And I guess it was a different article. I had seen another article where they cited some of the state police. Oh, here it is. People should avoid driving anywhere, according to State Police Director Robert Quinn. And, quote, we highly encourage you to stay at home. Now, this language is completely different from the language that is being used by the government bureaucrats in Massachusetts, Connecticut, and
New Jersey.
I don't know about New Jersey, but New York
is on that list, too.
Where these state government people are saying, you know, this is a ban. You are prohibited from traveling. Whereas in New Hampshire, it's, you probably should stay home. We would strongly urge you to not go out, but you're not going to get arrested. We're not threatening you because New Hampshire's a little bit different than some of the surrounding states out there. I mean,
I agree with that completely, but this ban that you're talking about here says that people who work at gas stations and hardware stores and a variety of other places can go to work, and I just contend that the police officers don't have time to stop everybody and say, you're going to work at a hardware store? Are you going to work at a gas station? They're not
doing that. Well, you're contending that, but you really have no evidence for it, do you?
You don't have any other evidence to the contrary.
I don't, but I do have the fact that they're banning people from traveling.
Understood. What they're probably going to do is pass out tickets to people who end up in a ditch, who didn't belong on the road.
That's speculation on your part, and I guess
I think it's much
we'll probably
more
never find out what the truth
reasonable
is on that, because most people won't get out and travel, just because that's the sensible thing to do. But at
Indeed.
Least in New Hampshire, the government bureaucrats, at the very least, are encouraging people to do the right thing rather than threatening them, Mark. See you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Or with
Geico RV presents Reflections from the Road.
I love the great outdoors and saving money, so I made the easy switch to Geico RV insurance,
which was a whole lot easier than eating my wife's cooking for a week.
Rob, I can hear you.
Sometimes I think she can read my thoughts.
Yeah, you were thinking about Geico RV insurance.
Man, she's good.
Well, you are saying everything out loud.
I meant to do an internal monologue.
Geico, for your RV, trailer, or camper, see how much you can save.
Shiny badges on your jacket. Shiny badges.
This is Davy Barker from shinybadges.com, and I just want to personally apologize for airing a jingle week after week, month after month, that turned out to be such an infectious brainworm. So to make it up to you, I'm offering a free gift. The next time you make a purchase at shinybadges.com, write worms in the transaction comments, and I'll send you something weird.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.